Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's happening? What's up?
Getting it, buddy. All right, let's keep removing here. It's time for your history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, February 17th, 1934, you're going to like this one, man.
Okay.
The first high school automobile driver's education course was introduced at State College in Pennsylvania.
Wow. What was the year again?
1934.
Oh, my God. What kind of car were you driving? Model T, huh? You got to learn how to drive this thing.
I got to say this, man. I give all the props in the world to driver's ed instructors, and not just ones that teach it in high school. And usually it was like the phys ed teacher or, you know, one other teacher that took it on. And then you are putting your life in danger every single
day. Dude, it's got to be one of the most dangerous jobs. There's a couple ways you can die, all right? I mean, more than a couple, but common ways. Car might be the number one. Yeah. Every time you get in the car, be careful.
Yeah.
Dude, and this person is training people that have never driven in their entire life.
And not to mention, teens, all right? They got so much going on in their mind, and now you're like, all right, I'm going to put you behind the wheel of this 2-ton murder machine that's gas-powered, and I need you to focus, okay? I need you to focus, please.
When I took driver's ed, the girl that I was with, and I'm not talking about the instructor, because we did it in pairs, I was in the back seat. I was double buckled with a helmet on, dude. She was at an intersection where there was no straight. You had to go right or left. She went straight.
Hey, you know.
Right into the ditch, dude. She hit, you know, the instructor has that brake. She was terrified.
You're putting your life as a driver's ed instructor in the hands or in the hopeful, the capable working braking of that little brake on the right side. I would just be hovering over that.
I looked at the instructor. I'm like, why do I have to be here? Like, why are you putting somebody else's life in danger too? I was mad.
Yeah. Look, we can't go all the way back to the driver's ed school and pick you up. We don't have the time for that.
My life depends on it. I'm gonna walk home.
My buddy Willie and I, we took driver's ed in Verona, and I'm pretty sure it was over the summer. So because we were the way our age fell, we took it over the summer, right? And I am pretty sure that my driver's ed instructor was stoned every single time we went out on the road. But I don't blame the guy. That probably helped him relax. Like, all right,
you're going to die, you might as well die stoned, right?
And what do you think is worse? Okay, teen girls learning how to drive or teen boys? I feel like teen boys are. Girls, they're scared, but they're more mature. Teen boys, and that was around the time, too, that, you know, Tokyo Drift was out and Fast and Furious.
Oh, boy.
Dude, all I was waiting was to pull that e-brake while we were doing that and just drift around a corner.
You want to hear a sad thing? I failed my first driver's ed test. I sped. My dad was in the back seat, and he kept looking at me. I'm like, hey, I'm doing good.
I'm nailing this. I'm thumbs up, Dad. I'm doing great.
On the way home, he was like, dude, I was telling you to slow down the whole time in the mirror. You couldn't tell. I'm like, nah, I thought you were cheering for me.
He was doing Morse code with his eyebrows, like S, L. I think he's telling me good job with his eyebrows. Nice. Thanks, Dad.
It's like the easiest thing to pass on driver's ed.
The only thing that I think is more terrifying than teens learning how to drive is adults. When you see the adult driver school sticker, at that point, and you see some little old lady back behind there, you know she either failed a recent, you know, eye exam checkup, and she's got to re-get her license, or she's
they're
had only,
both white knuckle riding
or
that thing, dude.
They spent so much time not driving, and now they're trying later on in life. I usually avoid those. I speed up past those, because I'm like, I don't need Nana slamming her car into me because she forgot how to drive. All right.
Yeah. If there's a stuffed white dog in the back window, pass her.
So to all you driver's ed instructors, Godspeed out there. Godspeed. All right, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Your comedian for today is John Mulaney.